What's hot, what's not in the market with Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. And Randy, we'll start with what's hot right now.
We have to say the grains, as you know, all three of them and all three wheat exchanges, so the Minneapolis, the Chicago, and the Kansas City. And then you look at corn and soybeans, all of them putting in new contract highs here last week. So, you know, the grains continue to be what's really hot in this market. And it looks like, you know, we might go in for a little bit of profit taking here to end the month of August. But right now, the month of August looks like it's going to be one of the best we've had in almost a decade.
So then we switch gears and take a look at what's not hot right now.
Of course, we have to lean a little bit towards, you know, the soybean oil and the canola markets. Those two have been under some extreme pressure here over the last couple of weeks, mainly because of the talk of what's going to happen with the what EPA is going to do with these small refinery exemptions. That's really kind of hit the market pretty hard. It sounds like they're coming with a little bit of a compromise, which is relaxing that market a little bit. But then we have to look at the meats, and we continue to see the cattle markets under heavy pressure, mainly because of, you know, basically outside influences that have been driving the cattle markets. Supplies continue to be tight, but with the outside influences, it's causing the funds to kind of continue to liquidate their long positions.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.